What it do, it's your boy LK Hodge.
It's your boy D Ward.
And we're back with another Mental Stimulation Podcast. Before I even begin, I'd like to give a shout out to J0992.
Hey.
Jay left a comment, a review about the podcast saying how it relates to his or her life. And yeah, that's pretty much what I wanted to do.
Shout out to Jay.
I want to
90210. Whatever the number was.
Oh, 992.
Yeah, one of them.
So, today's podcast is going to be about things we wish we learned growing up. We were having a discussion prior to even turning on the microphone. I'm like, let's just use the microphone and talk about it. So, you want to start or you want me to continue starting about what we were talking about earlier?
Go ahead and I'll back you up.
So, the first thing I was saying that I wished I knew while growing up is how important valuing yourself is and knowing your self-worth. I think that's something that we need to learn at a young age so that when we get older, we don't put up with so much foolishness and, you know, things that's less than we deserved.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it deserved. Less than we deserve as an adult.
Yeah. Get rid of that generational curse.
So that's one thing I wish I learned. And it's very self-worth is extremely important. Like, if you don't know the value of yourself and the goodness within yourself, is like you're gonna be treated any type of way by any human being.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy how people allow, you know, another person to make them feel less than they are. It's like, do you really cherish yourself? Do you really love yourself? Or like, what is it? I could never do it. I've done it in the past, and it's like now I'm at a point in my life where it's like I know who I am. I know what I can give to another person. I know my value. I know my worth. I just would not tolerate nothing from anyone, not at work, not in a relationship, a friendship. Like, I just can't do it.
Mm-hmm. People only do to you what you allow them to. And I definitely agree with you on that because I've been in plenty of situations and I come off as a cold person because I know how to let go mm-hmm. and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm not going to allow anybody to stick around that's, you know, detrimental to my energy, my atmosphere, my peace, my space. Is worth more than any argument you can ever like want to start with me. Like, my peace is beyond all of that. So I know who I am. I know who I'm going to become. And people are just not meant to be around in that process. And that's totally fine.
Exactly.
That's okay. Get rid of them. You know, I don't care if it's been your friend for 20 plus years, whatever. Exactly. I don't care if it's your mama and your daddy.
And even if it hurts letting go, you end up growing from it anyway. So
yeah.
you still benefit yourself in the long run. You knowing who you are as a person, and you're growing while letting go whatever it is that's treating you less than you are.
Mm-hmm. I have this quote that I saw on Facebook the other day. It said you learn who you are by unlearning who they taught you to be. And you know, that's really deep in our topic today, because you grow up a certain way. You grow up being told, you know, the this and that, you know, go to work, you know, get the 9-to-5, go to school, get the degree, find your wife, get kids, you know, mm-hmm. have grandkids, get the 401k. Like, it's a whole process to that. But it's like parents in general, really have no idea like how much you're teaching people to just tiptoe through life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't even open certain doors or get certain opportunities because you so tunnel vision or so one track on like what someone told you to do and how to do it. Basically my situation growing up in a home where both your parents were pastors and teachers, everything was just strictly education this, education that. I had no idea who I was until after college.
Wow.
So it's like now I'm on that path. Like, I know who I am. I know exactly who I'm going to become. But I was never going to get there if I was under the same mentality that I was taught as a child.
True. That's absolutely true. I'm trying to think of something else on my list that I wish I was taught growing up. Okay, I got something. I wish I was taught that as you get older, your circle changes or the people you hang with changes. Mm-hmm. Or like your friendships, just you lose some friends, you gain friends. Like if had I known that, I would have been more social in college, more social in high school. I would have been very
same here,
very social, because it's like you just never know, like you just never know when your circle is going to change and how it's going to change. And it's like it's best to socialize a lot, I guess, just so that when those changes come, you still, it's not, I guess, not a big change, so to speak, but you're still able to, you know, get closer to other people that you've known throughout the years.
And that kind of messes me up, too, because I'm at a point, oh my gosh, like I'm so friendly, but I'm not social. So it comes to a point where my social meter could run out. You know, I know there was a meme somewhere that said that, but it's like, it's really, it comes to a point like I really don't know how to kind of socialize with people. I don't know how to like properly have a conversation or be engaged fully in someone's conversation. And I just really wish sometimes I was more social in college and high school. You know, just of course I was friendly because who didn't know me? Somebody knew me. And it was like, it wasn't because of like me being popular or nothing. It was just, I'm just somebody I guess people gravitate to, I guess. But growing up, you know, you get different people. You encounter so many different people, man. You have no idea the people that you impact when you talk to them. So,
and then see me now, I don't even know what to describe myself as. Like, I can be social. Don't get me wrong. I can be social. But to get close to me and me to actually call somebody a friend, it takes a lot. It really takes a whole lot.
I think
lot.
It should.
Because, like, I mean, like I just said earlier, people come and go inside out of your life. So, it's like, to call somebody a friend, I feel like they a friend is somebody it. That's, yeah, that earned it and that could possibly be there for a long term. Mm-hmm. Versus, like, somebody I call a friend today and then 3 months later, we're not talking no more. So, for me to call someone a friend, it takes a lot.
And, you know, the fact that people come and go so often, that's probably one of the reasons I was, like, never social like that. Because when you, like how we was talking earlier, knowing who you are, who you're going to become, like, you know, knowing those things, you got to understand that people are not always meant to be in your life forever. I don't care what type of connection y'all had on the first damn day. Listen, I've had some beautiful connections on the first damn day with a lot of people. And that's just what it was, you know? It was that moment, but I learned something. Oh, shoot. I learned something from it. I'm sorry.
Like, calm down over there. Like, you're getting very passionate with your word.
I am passionate.
I see.
By every word I say, I'm a voice artist.
Just don't cause any destruction while you're passionate.
Yeah, this equipment is expensive. But, yeah, like, man, I just lost my train of thought, but whatever I was going with
you
that.
You was very passionate just
I
now.
I was. I know. I get my hands and my arms in it. I'm like Drake with it.
Now, I said two things that I wish I knew growing up. Do you have anything? Because I can't think right now.
Let me. Some things I wish I knew growing up. Man. You know what? I wish I knew how to be more fearless. I heard Nipsey Hussle say that. R.I.P. to him. And peace and condolences to his family. But somebody asked him in an interview one time. They were like, what is something you would tell yourself when you were younger? And, you know, when you think of that, you think of, like, stop fucking up. Get your shit together. You know, that would be my first response. But that's what I was expecting from him as well. But he actually took me to a whole nother place. And he was like, you know, I would tell myself to be more fearless. Mm-hmm. Like take more opportunities, you know, take more risks. I'm like, wow. You would tell your younger self to take more risks. And I was like, I wish I knew as a child growing up. Because I think my family and my parents, they see my potential. They see my talents. But being in a Christian home where your parents are teachers, like I mentioned before, is so one direction. You know, a lot of people are not going to see the 100% potential of who you could have become.
Right.
You know, because they're so directed on, you know, get the education, get the job, family, house, you know, kids, all that. But if somebody would have taken me in earlier, mentored me on like, yo, you got some freaking talent. Like, yo, you blessed with something and we gonna push you. Like, I know a lot of kids don't like to be pushed and kids lazy as hell today, whatever. Push these kids, man. These kids they love something. They're passionate about something. Push that child into being like the best them that they can become.
And let them follow their own voice and their own dream. Like, don't deter them from something based exactly on what you want them to do. Like, and it's crazy because it ties into what you just said. I feel like one of the things I wished I learned growing up was the importance of being yourself. Like the importance of going after what you want and following your heart and not caring about what other people say. And like just letting different voices deter you from the best version of yourself. I feel like that stuff, had you learned that growing up, or had I learned that growing up, I feel like,
or at least somebody mentioned it.
Right. Had I learned that growing up, I feel like my adulthood wouldn't be so like, you know, so confusing, like as far as like just trying to figure myself out more. Like I wished I had the opportunity to actually like, you know, do what I wanted to do and like just be more free, I guess, as a child than having to, you know, figure shit out as an adult.
I feel you. Like it's a whole bunch of stuff that you learn as a child is totally relevant to today. Like I really feel like there should be more life skill classes in school more than it should be math and reading and all that stuff. Yeah, I mean, I agree 100%. That stuff, some of that stuff is important, of course. Like, matter of fact, all that stuff is important.
They need like a wisdom, a class of wisdom. Like,
yeah, like more psychology classes, right, more therapy classes, more like, listen, life is going to be okay, even though it's shitty sometimes. Like, just some type of counseling class. Like, every school should have that for every child. I don't care, good or bad.
And it's crazy because I'm getting off topic a bit. Like, let me just get off topic a bit. Me and my students had a conversation the other day. We had a class discussion in which they were saying that therapy is only for, you know, rich people. And I'm like,
wow.
I said, no, it's not really only for rich people. Therapy is everywhere. Y'all can get therapy at school. But they're saying, like, you know, therapy is something that only the upper class people would get. It's not something that, I mean, and I hate to say it, they say black people don't need therapy. And I'm like, that race reference. That's what my students said. And it opened the door for a great teachable moment. I said, okay, now, let's say Bobby has a parent, right? Bobby's only 7 years old, and both of Bobby's parents are driving, and they get into a bad car accident, and both parents died. It's like, you think Bobby's going to be okay with that? Like, no, Bobby's going to be sad. I'm like, of course Bobby's going to be sad. Now, think about it like this. Imagine Bobby growing up now. He's in foster care going from this house to that house and that house. And he had his own parents. And it's like, how would Bobby feel as time as he get older? He's going to still have that hole in him. So Bobby would need therapy. Bobby don't have to be famous to get therapy. And Bobby can be black. Bobby would still need therapy because somewhere inside of Bobby, he's going to have that hole. He needs to vent in some way, shape, or form. And not everyone is going to vent to people closest to them. Like, it's a lot of people, even myself, I'd rather vent to somebody that don't know me versus vent to somebody who knows me. Because I feel like once I talk to a person that don't know me like that, it's like, okay.
It's not biased.
It's not biased, for one. And on top of that, it's like, I don't have to face you every day after telling you some of like my deepest, darkest things.
Yeah.
So it's like, that was a great teachable moment we had.
Therapy is very important, in my opinion. Everybody needs somebody to listen to, somebody to kind of take on the burden of like what's going on in your head, but you just can't go to any and everybody. And you know, I blame a lot of the things like the kids think and say based on single parenting. Single parenting is like a big deal. It's a really big deal because these parents take on challenges that a lot of people can't really handle or like face like that. Like, I don't have any kids, but I basically take care of everybody else's child. But my sister, I see her, you know, living with her son. You know, basically she has to like co-parent, send him like with his other mother, and then he comes back over to with her, and then it's like I've seen her take on that challenge by herself for a while when it was like just him and her. And he's a very hyper kid. Like, he's very, very intelligent, but he's a lot to handle. And then seeing her with him, like, by herself, is, I can see how frustrating that is. So it's like these parents are showing an example of, I'm being strong for you because right now, like, that's what I have to do. And these parents don't go to therapy. They don't talk to people. It's just them and their child. So these kids see this, and then they get older and they feel like my parents or the example that I had in front of me was being strong this entire time. They didn't go to therapy. So maybe they don't think like therapy is not for me. This is not for, you know, our class or our race of people, because that's what they see. They only see, you know, the people that actually like you hear about celebrities. Oh, they went to some type of meeting or, you know, whatever, like therapy or some type of rehab to get to where they are. So that's what you see in, you know, these social media and then all the news and things. Mm-hmm. So when they see their parents or the example in front of them, they don't see them going to therapy. They don't see them trying to get things, you know, together mentally. Like, they don't have that example, basically. And then a child is just there seeing their parent physically trying to be strong for them. And it's like, that's all they know.
And like I told my students, I'm like, I personally think everyone can benefit from therapy. Because everyone has shitty days. You're not going to have a good day every single day of your life. And then when you have that bad day, you need to talk about it to someone and, you know, just vent.
Yeah.
So everyone needs therapy.
Sometimes you just got to talk it out. That's all. Just get it out. Because once you say it out loud, all those thoughts that were in your head, it feels better sometimes.
Anything else you wish you knew growing up?
Nah, that's good for me.
So there's nothing else that you wish you knew while you were growing up?
Nah.
Okay.
Let me tell you my main things.
I guess that's it for me too. I can't think of anything right now.
Yeah, man. But listen, we ain't gotta have all the answers. Like, now it's up to the listeners to make their decision on what they're gonna do next. Cause that's why we're here. I'm trying to help somebody. I'm trying to get some support out there.
Well, as usual, thanks for listening to our rants. You can follow me on Instagram, lk.hodge, Mental Stimulation Podcast Instagram page, Mental Stimulation Twitter and Instagram at mentalstim_. And then I also have the blog website, mentalstimulation.org. Check it out, read, get some inspiration and motivation.
And follow me on Instagram at dwardvo. That's all I got.